Welcome to Navin Field in Detroit, for the game between the St. Louis Browns and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the lead-off spot. The shortstop, Lynn Larry. Batting second. The third baseman, Harlan Clift. Batting third. The center fielder, Moose Salters. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Jim Bottomley. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Bo Bell. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Ed Coleman. Batting seventh. The catcher, Raleigh Hemsley. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Tom Carey. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Tommy Thomas. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Tommy Thomas. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the lead-off spot. The shortstop, Billy Rogel. Batting second. The catcher, Mickey Cochran. Batting third. The second baseman, Charlie Gehringer. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Goose Goslin. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Al Simmons. Batting sixth. The right fielder, G. Walker. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Jack Burns. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Marv Owen. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Schoolboy Rowe. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Schoolboy Rowe. And now, play ball. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry hits a fly ball into center field. Simmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Harlan Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift takes first base on ball four. Moose Salters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salters hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Walker. Salters reaches second base with a double. Clift moves to third. Jim Bottomley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bottomley hits a ball on the ground towards first. Burns scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Bottomley for the out. Clift scores. Salters moves to third. Two outs. It's 1-0, Browns. Bo Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Billy Rogel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogel hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran hits a ball on the ground towards first. Bottomley scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Cochran for the out. Rogel moves to second. One out. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Carey scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Rogel moves to third. Two outs. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin hits a ball on the ground towards first. Bottomley scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Goslin for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Ed Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Raleigh Hemsley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hemsley hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Coleman moves to second. Tom Carey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carey hits a fly ball into center field. Simmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tommy Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas strikes out. Two outs. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 0 for 1 in the game. Larry hits a fly ball into right field. Walker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, going, gone. A home run. It's Browns, 1, Tigers, 1. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker hits a fly ball into left field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Marv Owen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Owen hits a fly ball into center field. Solter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Schoolboy Rowe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rowe strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Tigers 1. The Browns will come to bat. Harland Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Clift hits a ball on the ground towards first. Burns scoops it up and throws to first, with Rowe covering, for the out. One out. Moose Soltis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soltis is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Soltis strikes out. Two outs. Jim Bottomley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bottomley is 0 for 1 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Bottomley hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, going, gone. A home run. It's 2-1, Browns. Bo Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0 for 1 in the game. Bell takes first base on ball 4. Ed Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Coleman strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Billy Rogel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogel is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Rogel hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 0 for 1 in the game. Cochran takes first base on ball 4. Rogel moves to second. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 0 for 1 in the game. Gehringer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Carey scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Rogel moves to third. Cochran moves to second. One out. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin is 0 for 1 in the game. Goslin hits a ball on the ground towards first. Bottomley fields it and tags Goslin for the out. He's got Rogel trapped. He throws to Hemsley, who throws to Clift, who tags Rogel for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Tigers 1. The Browns will come to bat. Raleigh Hemsley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hemsley is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Hemsley hits a pop-up towards short. Rogel settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tom Carey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carey is 0 for 1 in the game. Carey hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Simmons. Carey reaches second base with a double. Tommy Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0 for 1 in the game. Thomas hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Carey scores. It's 3-1, Browns. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 0 for 2 in the game. Larry hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Thomas moves to second. Harlund Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Thomas moves to third. Larry moves to second. Harlund Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Clift takes first base on ball 4. Moose Salters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salters is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Salters hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogel fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Simmons hits a fly ball into center field. Salter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0 for 1 in the game. Walker hits a ball on the ground towards short. Larry scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Burns hits a ball on the ground towards first. Bottomley scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Burns for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Tigers 1. The Browns will come to bat. Jim Bottomley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bottomley is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Bottomley hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Simmons. Bottomley reaches second base with a double. Tommy Bridges now pitching. Bo Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Bell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bottomley moves to third. Bell moves to second. Ed Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Coleman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Raleigh Hemsley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hemsley is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Hemsley is walked intentionally. Tom Carey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carey is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Carey hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Walker. Carey reaches second base with a double. Bottomley scores. Bell scores. Hemsley moves to third. It's 5-1, Browns. Tommy Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Thomas is called out on strikes. 2 outs. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Larry is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 5, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Marv Owen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Owen is 0 for 1 in the game. Owen hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Thomas fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Tommy Bridges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bridges hits a line drive towards first. Bottomley reaches out and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Billy Rogel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogel is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. Rogel takes first base on ball 4. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Cochran hits a fly ball into center field. Solter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 5, and the Tigers 1. The Browns will come to bat. Harland Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks, Clift hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Cochran settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Moose Soltis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soltis is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Soltis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Bottomley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bottomley is 2-for-3 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Bottomley strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 5, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 0-for-2 in the game. Gehringer hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-2, Browns. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin is 0-for-2 in the game. Goslin hits a ball on the ground towards first. Bottomley scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Goslin for the out. One out. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Simmons hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Carey scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0-for-2 in the game. Walker bunts towards third. Clift fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Burns hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Carey scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 5, and the Tigers 2. The Browns will come to bat. Bo Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ed Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Coleman hits a pop-up towards short. Rogel settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Raleigh Hemsley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hemsley is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Hemsley hits a pop-up towards short. Rogel settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 5, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Sam West now playing center field. Moose Soltis now playing left field. Bo Bell now playing right field. Marv Owen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Owen is 0-for-2 in the game. Owen takes first base on ball 4. Tommy Bridges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bridges is 0-for-1 in the game. Bridges strikes out. One out. Billy Rogel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogel is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Rogel hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Carey fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Cochran hits a fly ball into right field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 5, and the Tigers 2. The Browns will come to bat. Tom Carey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carey is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 doubles. He's got 2 RBIs. Carey strikes out. 1 out. Tommy Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Thomas hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Larry hits a fly ball into right field. Walker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 5, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Gehringer hits a ball on the ground towards first. Bottomley scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Gehringer for the out. 1 out. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin is 0 for 3 in the game. Goslin takes first base on ball 4. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Simmons hits a line drive into left field. Solter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Walker hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of West, who is chasing the ball. Walker reaches third base with a triple. Goslin goes all the way around to score. It's 5-3 Browns. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Burns hits a fly ball into left field. Solter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Browns 5, and the Tigers 3. The Browns will come to bat. Harlund Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 0 for 2 in the game. With 2 walks. Clift hits a fly ball into left field. Goslin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Moose Solters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Solters is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double. Solters hits a pop-up towards third. Owen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Jim Bottomley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bottomley is 2 for 4 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Bottomley hits a ball on the ground towards third. Owen fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Browns 5, and the Tigers 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Marv Owen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Owen is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Owen hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Solters. Owen reaches second base with a double. Pete Fox pinch hits for Tommy Bridges. Pete Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox takes first base on ball 4. Jack Knott now pitching. Billy Rogel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogel is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. Rogel bunts towards the mound. Knott fields it and throws to third for the out. Fox moves to second. 1 out. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Cochran hits a ball on the ground towards third. Clift fields it and throws to second for the out. Fox moves to third. Two outs. JoJo White pinch runs for Mickey Cochran. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knott fires to first and has White trapped. There's the throw to Carey, who tags White for the out. The game is over. The final score, St. Louis Browns, 5, and Detroit Tigers, 3. Goodbye from Navin Field in Detroit.